Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the 2014 season for the Drum Corps Planet Box Center podcast. I am your host, Kevin Gammon, and once again, I'm going to take you through the latest news and events in the Drum Corps activity. We have a lot to talk about, as always. We had a lot of stuff featured on the Drum Corps Planet front page this past couple weeks. So let's get right to it with our featured news segment. Here's our top sport stories. First of all, we have from Scout House about their third annual Preston Scout House Black Thursday Pub Night, which will be taking place on April 17th of this year. This will salute two of the giants in Ontario drum and bugle corps history while providing a significant financial boost to the next generation. Everyone is welcome to attend for an evening of reminiscing, reviewing acquaintances, and making new friends. The pub night will take place beginning at 7 p.m. at the Preston Knights of Columbus building at 333 Speedsville Road in the Preston District of Cambridge. The building is the Scout House Winter Indoor Rehearsal Facility. Admission is free with plenty of free parking available. Memorabilia on display during the evening will highlight the Drum Corps careers of John Robbins, a key contributor to the Kitchener-Waterloo Drum and Bugle Corps scene for 5 decades, and Al Abby Strasberger, who had associations with Ventures, All-Girl Drum and Bugle Corps, the Flying Dutchman, and the Guelph Royal Airs, including marching a horn player and serving as corps director. Many current members of Scout House Alumni Band had close contact with both men in earlier years when former Scout House members continued to march with the Royal Airs, Flying Dutchman, and other local groups. Anyone with pictures, contest programs, souvenir items, or any other memorabilia that could be displayed at the Black Thursday Pub should contact Scout House Board President Bruce Whitmer at email wwhitmer, and it's W-W-I-T-M-E-R, at rogers.com. Black Thursday organizers have also invited 4 members of the Venture's Winter Color Guard to conduct fundraising projects during the evening to help finance their summer activities with Drum Corps International Corps. Madison Kearney, Jessica Smith, Jesse Barsum, and Kylie Bradshaw have all auditioned and expect to participate in the DCI Summer Competition Tour with 3 of the most renowned corps in North America: the Phantom Regiment, Santa Clara Vanguard, and Troopers. John Robbins passed away in 2005 after almost 50 years of drum corps activity in the Kitchener-Waterloo area. A fund created in his name provides scholarships and bursaries to support the young musicians in the area. His drum corps career began with playing bass drum with the 48th Field Squadron Royal Canadian Engineers Trumpet Band in 1955. The group eventually became the Flying Dutchman Drum and Bugle Corps. When the corps folded in 1966, many members moved to Guelph Royal Airs. He took the remains of the Dutchman and created the Flying Dutchman Junior Corps in 1967. The Dutch Boy Cadets, a feeder group, started operations in 1969. The two groups merged in 1976 to become North Star. Its feeder group, called Cadets of Dutch Boy, outlived North Star to become Dutch Boy Drum and Bugle Corps, with a feeder group named the Cadets of Dutch Boy. Over the years, he served in many management and instructional positions, including corps director, show designer, staff coordinator, and marching instructor. He was also instrumental in founding the Ventures All-Girl Drum and Bugle Corps, Gowanus Cavaliers, and St. Andrews of Cambridge. He was a past president of both the Ontario and the Canadian Drum and Bugle Corps Associations, and was vice president of the North Star Youth Organization at the time of his passing in February 2005. Al Strasberger, who passed away in 2013, played a G bass horn before he became corps director of the Royal Airs in 1967, after the Guelph Royal Airs and the Flying Dutchman combined following the competition season in the autumn of 1966. He remained in that position for more than 20 years until the Royal Airs disbanded. He also served on the Ventures Board of Directors for about a year before his passing. He was a great supporter of the Ventures from 1978 to 1983, when his daughter Christine was a marching member. Under his direction, the Royal Airs finished in the top 4 in the Red Carpet Association Championships every year throughout the 1970s, winning the title in 1974. The members of the Ventures Winter Guard who hope to spend the summer on the DCI contest circuit are Madison Kearney, Jessica Smith of Waterloo, Jesse Barsum, and Kylie Bradshaw of Kitchener. Jesse Barsum already has a guaranteed spot with the Troopers. The other 3 will attend callback sessions in April: Jessica Smith and Kylie Bradshaw with Phantom Regiment, and Madison Kearney with Santa Clara Vanguard. In the interim, Smith and Bradshaw must complete and submit homework assignments from Phantom Regiment and keep up with monthly payments of $560, that's in U.S., that started in January. Total membership fee is $3,200 U.S. The Vanguard of Santa Clara, California, was formed in 1967 after another local drum and bugle corps, the Sunnyvale Sparks, disbanded. The Corps is the only unit to qualify for every DCI World Championship Finals competition since 1972. Vanguard has won 6 DCI World Championships, the first in 1973. The Troopers have long been the only competitive junior drum and bugle corps in Wyoming, winning 11 national titles and competing in the DCI World Championship Finals 9 times. Casper businessman Jim Jones founded the Corps in 1957. It now represents Wyoming in widespread performances and events during the year. Phantom Regiment is named for a popular song written by well-known American composer Leroy Anderson. The Corps was founded in 1956 as the Rockford, Illinois Rangers, but changed names after staff members heard Anderson's stirring march titled The Phantom Regiment. The Corps has been a DCI World Championship Division I finalist every year since 1974, winning its first title in 1996. The Black Thursday Pub is a Scout House extension of a tradition established in the early 1960s by members of the Guelph Royal Airs. The event began as a house party following practice on the evening before Good Friday, a holiday from work that allowed participants to sleep in after late-night socializing. Black Thursday Pub Nights aim to restore the close relationships between former members of the many drum and bugle corps that flourished in the Guelph, Cambridge, Brantford, and Kitchener-Waterloo area over the past 50 years. They are an opportunity for individuals of any age and background to celebrate drum and bugle corps and marching music involvement at any time during their lives. Scout House now includes about 200 marching and associate members from more than 20 communities across southern Ontario who had previous marching music experience with more than 75 organizations. About half of the current group marched with the original Scout House band, some as long ago as the early 1950s. The organization also includes the Preston Scout House Cadets Drum and Bugle Corps for boys and girls ages 12 to 18. Since its first stage show in 1999, Scout House has performed in more than 425 parades, field shows, and concerts in communities across Ontario and Quebec, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Florida, West Virginia, and Maryland. For more information about Preston Scout House Band, contact Activities Director Nancy Weiler at telephone 519-653-3356. Email prestonscouthouseband.adm@simpatico.ca or visit the website at www.scouthouseband.com. And we'd like to thank Scout House for submitting that article to DCP. The 6-time World Champion Bushwhackers Drum and Bugle Corps is pleased to announce the immediate expansion to an all-encompassing non-profit performing arts umbrella organization. The new SMART Performances, SMART standing for Specialized Music and Arts, is a full-service performing arts organization based in Princeton, New Jersey. SMART is excited to build a series of performance-based educational groups in central New Jersey, providing the opportunity for both young people and adults to explore their artistic interests. SMART is preparing to offer several different experiences to our community in the near future, including indoor percussion, indoor color guard, dance ensembles, regional concert bands, community drum lines, step teens, and many other exciting performance opportunities. The flagship program offered by SMART is the well-known 6-time world champion Bushwhackers Drum and Bugle Corps. Over the span of their 33-year history, this all-age competitive drum corps boasts traditions of innovation along with highly educational and life-changing experiences for young people and adults. The Bushwhackers experience promotes development of positive character traits, including dedication, time management, discipline, teamwork, goal setting, and a strong work ethic. The creation of this umbrella organization has given us the opportunity to expand the Bushwhackers' footprint in our community. We are excited to be able to reach a much larger and diverse group of individuals within the community who are interested in participating in the performing arts and share the traditions of excellence, innovation, and life skills that the Bushwhackers have held for 33 years, said Bob Gupta, director of SMART and the Bushwhackers Drum and Bugle Corps. SMART Performances operates with a full board of directors and is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The first new offering of SMART Performances is a special needs musical group. This all-inclusive performance group is based in Princeton, New Jersey, and provides educationally based performing arts opportunities for special needs individuals. This new offering by SMART Performances is a wonderful opportunity to get special needs individuals involved in the arts. I look forward to the possibilities of this new group, says Meg Toth, special needs group director, and seasoned performing arts administrator. This project is in the final planning stages and will have an open house and formal informational meeting date announced soon for the early spring. More information is available by emailing info@smartperformances.org. For more information on the Bushwhackers Drum and Bugle Corps, please visit bushwhackers.org or send an email to info@bushwhackers.org. And thank you to the Bushwhackers for submitting this article to Drum Corps Planet. The Conquistadors Drum and Bugle Corps will be holding an open house for the Battery Percussion on March 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Church of the Nazarene in Owego, New York, O-W-E-G-O. The event will coincide with the Color Guard Spin Camp. Both groups will begin rehearsals for the upcoming parade season and a planned trip to the Drum Corps Associates World Championships to perform in the individual and ensemble competition. The Corps is currently accepting members in both sections regardless of age or experience level. More information about all of our programs and events can be found on our website at www.conquistadorsdbc.com. The Conquistadors Performing Arts Association, Inc. is a New York State registered nonprofit corporation. And thank you to the Conquistadors for submitting this article to Drum Corps Planet. We have another article from Scout House. More than half a century ago, Preston Scout House band activities revolved around two historic town buildings, the downtown pharmacy operated by band founder and director Wilf Bloom, and the Preston Scout House building a few blocks away near the bank of the Grand River. These buildings still feature prominently in Scout House operations today. The pharmacy has been transformed into the Fiddle and Firkin, a popular neighborhood pub in the downtown Preston section of Cambridge. Over the past few weeks, the Fiddle and Firkin has served as a comfortable meeting spot for Scout House instructors Gord Kupski, Ken Becker, Don Reek, and Wayne Elliott to enjoy some food and drink while they plan the 2014 music and drill routines. Years ago, it served a similar purpose as a social center for band members who would visit the pharmacy to receive band information, learn about part-time job opportunities around the town, or just chat with Wilf. He created a system of personal behavior that required the boys take care of their health and appearance and to take care of each other through a buddy system. Born and raised in Preston, Wilf Bloom returned to his hometown after graduating from the College of Pharmacy at the University of Toronto in the late 1920s. He had become interested in scouting while attending university and helped found the first Preston Scout Boy Scout troop on his return. The troop had no church affiliation, so the charter was issued directly to Bloom. Sponsoring churches provided meeting rooms for their troops, but the first Preston troop had no permanent home until the Bernhardt family, prominent in the local business community, turned an abandoned Rock Spring Brewery stable over to the group for a minor fee. That forlorn building became Preston Scout House, renovated by the Boy Scouts and community volunteers to serve as First Preston headquarters and rebuilt twice more following fires. Under Bloom's leadership, which included initiating a bugle band in October 1938 as part of the scouting activities, Scout House became a popular entertainment center, attracting up to 400 teenagers from a wide area to Saturday night teen canteen dances and other entertainment events. As band activities grew more frequent, other Boy Scout activities dwindled to the point that the troop's charter was not renewed in 1953. In the spring of 1954, the band emerged on the North American Drum and Bugle Corps scene as Canada's famous Scout House Band, wearing the stylized uniform including tight black shorts, knee-high socks, white gauntlets, short-sleeved burgundy tops, and black Aussie hats that set the band apart from every other group on the continent. Scout House roamed the Northeast from Minnesota to the Atlantic seaboard through the late 1950s and into the 1960s, winning more than 80 major awards before disbanding in the spring of 1967. Bloom's creativity and ability to inspire band members to high levels of achievement were widely acknowledged. He received the Founders Award from the Canadian Drum Corps Association in 1979. In 1985, he was one of the first Canadians inducted into the World Drum Corps Hall of Fame. He received the Province of Ontario Volunteer Service Award in 1987, 1 year before the band's 50th anniversary celebrations in 1988, which led to the formation of a drill team and alumni band in the following decade. He died on December 21, 1993. He was inducted posthumously into the City of Cambridge Hall of Fame in 2005. Scout House building is much the same now as when it was the home of the first Preston Boy Scout Troop and Scout House Band. The Preston Scout House Cadets Youth Drum and Bugle Corps rehearses in the building Wednesday evenings. The Scout House Board of Directors meets at Scout House on the first Monday of each month. The band's steering committee also uses Scout House as a meeting place in the summer. It is occasionally used as a practice site for the percussion section. It is used by a variety of community groups in addition to Scout House. Now, the Scout House Winter Rehearsal Program is based at the Preston Knights of Columbus building at 333 Speedville Road in the Preston District of Cambridge, where the third annual Black Thursday Pub Night will be held on April 17th. Scout House now includes about 200 marching and associate members from more than 20 communities across southern Ontario who had previous marching music experience with more than 75 organizations. About half of the current group marched with the original Scout House band, some as long ago as the early 1950s. The organization also includes the Preston Scout House Cadets, Drum and Bugle Corps for boys and girls ages 12 to 18. For more information about Preston Scout House Band, contact Activities Director Nancy Weiler at telephone 519-653-3376. Email prestonscouthouseband.adm@simpatico.ca or visit the website at www.scouthouseband.com. And once again, we thank Scout House for submitting this article to Drum Corps Planet. And our final article is actually a real quick one from the Boston Crusaders. A sneak peek of the Boston Crusaders' new 2014 Corps uniform will be in the March and April issue of Halftime Magazine. The grand unveiling will be at the Band Shop booth during the 2014 WGI Color Guard World Championships. So, first big news, Boston Crusaders are getting new uniforms. Second big news, if you want to take a look at it, either subscribe to Halftime Magazine and or go to WGI this year. Let's take a look at some of the upcoming events that have been submitted onto Drum Corps Planet as well as on the internet from various organizations. First of all, this Sunday, March 16th, High Country Brass will be holding their rehearsal. This is their semi-regular, I think it's every other week they do a Sunday rehearsal. It's brass and percussion. Please bring stands, water, pencil, comfortable clothes, sack lunch, other lunch plan for the meal break. Get a binder with plastic sleeves or a folder for music and other products. Brass also bring gloves, a small towel, and a pencil and a mouthpiece. Percussionists, please bring sticks, mallets, and practice pads if you like. More information about the High Country Brass rehearsal can be found at the website, highcountrybrass.org. On March 29th, City Sound Drum and Bugle Corps will be holding its first public performance of the season, and that concert will feature both City Sound's full field show, set, and the Long Beach Community Band. There will also be food to help fundraise. The concert will be at the Cabrillo Youth Center at 3000 Shoshonehen Road, San Pedro. The exact times are to be announced. More information about the concert can be found at City Sound's Facebook page. Just search for City Sound on Facebook. Coming up on Saturday, April 12th, alumni and friends of the Madison Scouts will present Rockin' for a Cure 2014, a live music benefit for ALS. And it's going to be at the Sheraton Madison Hotel starting at 6 p.m. This year's event features a fantastic music lineup, including the Madison Scouts Alumni Performance Group, the Jim Ott Brass Ensemble Third Coast, the Black Star Drumline, and the powerful rhythm and blues band, the Soul Brothers. More information about the concert and about Rockin' for a Cure can be found at madisonscouts.org. Carolina Crown will be holding the 2014 golf tournament on May 12th. You can hear people on the practice putting green already bragging about how well they're going to do, and the people picking up their Crown Golf swag bags and shirts at the registration table are talking about the start of the day. All of this to help raise funds for the Carolina Crown organization and all of the programs that includes the Drum Corps, Honor Band programs, events, camps and clinics, and partnership and education programs that support young people developing lifelong excellence through music and the arts. More information about the Carolina Crown Golf Tournament in 2014 can be found at their website, carolinacrown.org. On May 18th, Youth Education and the Arts Food and Wine Fest will return for its fifth year to the lovely Taos, and that's T-A-O-S, Walk and Restaurant in East Rutherford, New Jersey, for an afternoon spent celebrating drum corps, music, and the arts with friends. I think this is by far the best social fundraiser to support the cadets, said Greg Pitch, a cadets alum, committee member for this event, and longtime volunteer and donor. It is also great value to the donor, great foods, and over 60 wines to taste. If you are interested and want to learn more about the Food and Wine Fest, go to YEA's website at yea.org. Coming up in May and June, will be the 2014 Crown Learning Camps. Crown Learning is an educational program of the Crown Organization and part of our evergreen mission to help young performers reach their potential while developing excellence in music and visual arts. These camps and clinics have a side-by-side format, where the experience involves interaction with some of the best educators in the country in brass, percussion, and color guard from both the band and drum corps communities. Students will have an active curriculum that will enable them to return to their schools with a deepened experience and confidence. The students will also have the ability to watch the Carolina Crown rehearse and interact with the members, all while staying in a safe and secure campus life environment. What better way to help train the young adults in our organization to become leaders and quality performers? If you are interested in the 2014 Crown Learning Camps, then again, they are in May and June, please go to carolinacrown.org to learn more. And on July 12th, once again, Drums Along the Rockies will be happening. This is sponsored by the Ascend Performing Arts Organization. This is the parent organization of the Blue Knights Drum and Bugle Corps. It's going to be at Sports Authority Field in Denver, and the corps in attendance will be the Santa Clara Vanguard, the Madison Scouts, the Blue Knights, the Crossmen, the Troopers, the Seattle Cascades, the Academy, the Mandarins, the Oregon Crusaders, and Pacific Crest. Tickets are on sale now at www.drumsalongtherockies.com. Now, I got this information from YouTube as they posted a trailer for the show, but I would like to point out that the date in the description is July 6th, while the date in the title is July 12th. Since the title has the year as well, I am assuming that there may have been some copy-paste involved from the previous year's announcement, and that's why the dates are different. It's also possible that this could be they usually have two Drums Along the Rockies show, the main one being in Denver, and then there's one somewhere else, I can't remember where, maybe Greeley, I can't remember. So that might also be the reason why. But July 12th, 2014, Drums Along the Rockies in Denver. We have two show announcements to release to you. First comes from the Santa Clara Vanguard, who has announced their 2014 program, Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. The Vanguard Summer Program begins on June 20th in Clovis, California. A lot of you recall that 10 years ago, the Vanguard performed Scheherazade to great fanfare and great audience joy. And here's hoping that the team of Paul Rennick and J.D. Shaw can rekindle that magic 10 years later. The other show announcement comes from the Colts. It is Oz After Dorothy, and things are a little complicated. From the creative minds of program coordinator Mark Sylvester and writer-storyteller Wayne Harris comes a story of a quite different Emerald City. Featuring the music of Pink Floyd and Radiohead, this is not your grandmother's Yellow Brick Road. The Scarecrow is in charge and things are very different, but one truth remains the same. Be careful what you wish for. To learn more about the 2014 Colts program, go to the Colts website, colts.org. You can also catch the trailer for the 2014 program on the Colts website and on their YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com and search for Colts. By the way, for Santa Clara Vanguard, it's scvanguard.org for more information about their program this year. Let's take a look at some of the other stories which have been released over the past couple weeks. I'll start with DCI World Class, and first of all, the 2014 Boston Crusaders. This is your opportunity to give recognition to someone who exemplifies being a true blue crusader. To nominate a candidate for the 2014 Crusaders Hall of Fame, submit a letter of nomination to Dan Greer, who is the Crusader Hall of Fame chairman, following the outline below. And the first step is include the complete name, address, home, and work telephone numbers, including area code, for the candidate you are nominating. If you'd like to know the rest of the steps and want to know more about the Crusaders Hall of Fame, go to the Crusaders website, bostoncrusaders.com. The Madison Scouts are seeking qualified semi-drivers to join our team for the 2014 Summer Tour, which runs from Friday, June 13th, through Sunday, August 10th. Positions are available to drive tractor for either the equipment or food trailer. Drivers are expected to drive each day on tour, usually overnight, as the Corps travels from show to show across North America. You will be provided a sleeper tractor for your living quarters, and meals will be provided via the Corps Food Service Program. If you're interested, or know someone who might be, go to the Madison Scouts website at madisonscouts.org to learn more. Each Monday, the cadets hold an Ask Me Monday session online. And this past Monday, we have some answers from the questions that were asked. This was the George Hopkins edition. Will Selby asked, how much of the battery will return from 2013 to 2014? Will we see as an amazing of a line? Here's a response. We actually have a large turnover in 2014. We have back two snares, two toms, and two basses. What makes this interesting is that Cadets 2, our DCA Cadets Corps, had six folks move to the Cadets this year. Now, this is not an exact transfer experience, but the program is very similar. If you want to see what the other questions and answers were from this last Monday's Ask Me Monday session, go to the Cadets website at yea.org. And finally, for the World Class Corps, this is from the Blue Knights. Dinah Owens, who was a longtime Ascend Performing Arts volunteer, and again, that is the parent organization for the Blue Knights, she recently passed away, and a memorial service for her will be held on Saturday, March 29th at 2 p.m. The service will take place at the First Universalist Church of Denver at 4101 East Hamden Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80222. In lieu of flowers, Dell has asked contributors to be made to the Dinah Owens Memorial Scholarship Fund at www.coloradogives.org/Dinah Owens. More information about the memorial service can be found at the Blue Knights website, bknights.org. Moving to DCI Open Class. As many of you know, last year 7th Regiment was in the wonderful place of having outgrown our two trucks, requiring us to rent an enclosed trailer for our travels last summer. We are currently in the process of searching for a 16-foot enclosed trailer for 7th Regiment to purchase. You can help them purchase that vehicle. To find out how, search for 7th Regiment on Facebook, and you'll get the full information. After 63 years of operation, the Blue Saints will open up the Color Guard to male members. While barriers have been changed many years ago with the allowance of girls being afforded the opportunity to join the drumline, this is the last section to remain traditional to the initial roots of the Corps, being the Guard will change for 2014. The Drum Corps activity is about inclusiveness, and our Corps believes that all should have the opportunity to share in this great youth activity no matter what section they wish to participate in. More information about this change for the Blue Saints can be found on their Facebook site, facebook.com/Blue Saints Drum and Bugle Corps. And finally, for DCI Open Class, as soon as April 1st hits, the Corps swings into spring mode, and that Corps being the Spartans, and we launch our spring practice session. On Sunday, April 6th, the brass and percussion sections will meet at the Boys Club in Nashua for a 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. music session. Then on Saturday, April 19th, the 2014 Spartans Color Guard assembles for the first time as we have a full day camp at the Nashua Boys and Girl Club from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. All members of the Corps are expected to attend practice from this point on in the season. April camp at the mall will start on Friday night, April 25th at 6 p.m. To learn more about Spartans' April plans, go to the Spartans website, spartansdbc.org. And let us finish with DCA and all-age news. The first two are from the Kilties, starting off with Craig Mason, who has already been at work arranging the 2014 front ensemble parts and instructing the line. He is returning as the front ensemble arranger for 2014. Craig attended the University of Wisconsin at Platteville, where he received a comprehensive music education degree in vocal, instrumental, and general music. Craig also earned a master's degree in music education at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He has taught band, choir, theater, music theory, jazz, marching band, and chamber ensembles in public and private schools, as well as at the university collegiate and adult level. More information can be found about Craig Mason at the Kilties website, kilties.com. Also, the Kilties have released their 2014 performance schedule. Where can you catch the Kilties in performance mode this year? Check out our schedule below and start planning now to see us in action. You can download a PDF of the schedule as well. And the schedule starts on May 26th with a Memorial Day parade in Racine. They expect to be finished by noon. You want to find out more about where the Kilties will be performing this summer? Go to kilties.com to find out. And our final article from DCA is actually from DCA. Many of us have heard the commercial on the television or radio regarding the most interesting man in the world. The Drum Corps community has one such man, as he is George Hayek from the Hawthorne Caballeros. 2014 marks 68 consecutive years of marching for him, with no plans on retiring just yet. George was born on October 1st, 1926 in Paterson, New Jersey, and started his Drum Corps career at age 10 as a drummer with the Sacred Heart Crusaders. From 1938 until 1941, he was recruited to march with the St. George Cadets by Jim Costello before the Corps disbanded in 1943. As a member of the Army in World War II, George was stationed in the Philippines before finishing in Japan in 1945 and 1946. You want to find out where George marched after 46? You're going to have to go to the DCA website at dcacorps.org and read the article. George Hayek, 68 years and counting. It's been a busy time, as always, on the Drum Corps Planet discussion forums. Let's take a look at five of the biggest discussions that have taken place over the past 2 weeks. First of all, at 357 replies, and submitted by DCP member Alumni Of, the title of the discussion thread is A Tradition Corps. What do you think? He writes, or she writes, don't know which. Let's say a corps forms. This hypothetical corps is called Tradition. They field 128 members, and their sole purpose is to perform old shows. I'm talking exactly true to the original. Same score, same drill moves. For modernization's sake, they have their own uniform and updated equipment, meaning they have a pit versus marching timpanis, but they perform on G-bugles. The show could either be an entire show, for example, the 1980 Bridgeman, or they could do combinations. First they perform T.O., then Elk's Parade, then In the Stone, then Ice Castles. Their end set would be the first set of the new song. This corps, called Tradition, tours with it, competes, knowing they're not competitive. However, they are a fan favorite in a big way because it emotionally reaches, tributes history, alumni, tradition, etc. Would this work? Would you like to see an organization be a tribute corps and exist among the ranks of touring drum corps? I have a lot of free time on my hands today, so mind is spinning. So if you have an idea of what you would think about a tradition corps, go to the Drum Corps Planet forums, find under the DCI World Class Core Discussions, A Tradition Corps, what do you think? Thread number two of our top five had 122 replies, was submitted by DCP veteran Wolfgang, and is titled, All Animals Are Equal, But Some Are More Equal Than Others. And this is referring to the famous quote from Animal Farm. Apologies as this link has already been posted, but the Marching Roundtable guys had a discussion of the brass rule change. The whole discussion is almost an hour long, but an interesting look at various points of view. One of the participants was a past finals judge, and in fact judged GE Music at last year's World Class Prelims. Is it just me, or did it seem like Joe and others were basically saying to those opposed to the rule change without actually saying it, you're entitled to your opinion, but your opinion is obsolete? If you're a fan of the Marching Roundtable podcast, you've probably already heard this episode, but if you have not, you want to check out episode 290 and go to the marchingroundtable.com website to find that episode or subscribe to them on your favorite podcatcher. And if you want to discuss this article and this discussion, go to JumpCorePlanet.com's forums, DCI World Class, All Animals Are Equal, But Some Are More Equal Than Others. The second article, I don't know how it ended up in the wrong spot here. Because I copied the wrong article. Let me find it real quick. It's called Cause and Effect, submitted by Fred Windisch, DCP Fanatic, and has 126 replies. Given a choice, I think it's fair to say any type of performer prefers an overt, positive reaction to their efforts. I'd go so far as to say, wild and enthusiastic is even better. In my experience, positive crowd reaction was stronger, seemingly more emotional, and absolutely more wild and enthusiastic in past decades of DCI. Agree? So what has changed? There's a performance. There's an audience. Obviously, both change. However, I contend the performance controls the audience reaction. If the audience reaction is lacking, that's a shortcoming in the performance, not the audience. The performance level, skill, and technique of today's DCI core has never been higher. Nothing negative there. It's the show design that's failing. Contemporary DCI shows failed to hit as many hot buttons as earlier presentations. Those old, dependable cues to respond enthusiastically are still in today's drone corps shows, just not nearly as many. It's not enough. That's all. There really are dependable triggers that endure the test of time, the change in audience. Watch 2013 shows. There's wild and enthusiastic reaction to every company front, loud chord, rotating block, high toss, aggressive percussion close, and rousing musical finish. Why can't today's designers simply incorporate more of the above? Again, these triggers are all still there, just not enough of them in each presentation. I mean, golf claps are for links, not stages. Maybe we just need better package design. Thoughts? So what are your thoughts? If you have any on this particular subject, drumcorpsplanet.com, forums, world-class core discussions, cause and effect. DCP Fanatic J. Jeffrey asks about the significance of the new Marching in Music, which is the DCI G7 core group, fall shows. In case you haven't seen this yet, Marching in Music is going to be holding 4 high school band contests across the country this fall under the rules of U.S. bands. From the article, I assume that these core staff will be judging these events. Looks like backdoor competition for BOA to me, but what do you guys think about this? For me, it is a little difficult to separate Marching in Music from DCI. Is this the beginning of a core attempt for the G7 DCI core to expand into marching band? Is this just a way for U.S. bands to expand a little? I wonder why these events are needed or desired. We've got BOA, U.S. bands, and all the local competitive circuits. Not judging yet, but really curious how this will be different than BOA. Maybe the reason we will be to get input from G7/Marching Music staff. What do you think about it? I know it's not directly correlated, but it is supported by Marching Music/G7, who are DCI drum corps organizations. This discussion has 96 replies to the topic, and you can find it, again, DCI World Class Core Discussions, Significance of the New MIM, a.k.a. DCI G7 Corps, Fall Shows. And finally, with 77 replies, this is from DCP veteran Seen It All, and it's titled Stuck in a Rut. Are there any corps out there who you feel are sort of stuck in a rut creativity and could use a bit of makeover, a fresh approach, an opportunity to reinvent themselves and turn the page? And if so, how would you like to see that makeover manifest itself? I have a few in mind, but I'm eager to know what DCP thinks before I jump in with my opinions. If you're going to single out a specific designer or director, please try to avoid being nasty or making it personal. So who do you think, if anybody, is in a creative rut and needs help? Go ahead and post your thoughts on the Stuck in a Rut discussion on the DCP forums, DCI World Class Core Discussions section. And that's all we have for this week's episode of the Box Center Podcast. If you'd like to submit your thoughts or feelings about what you hear on this show, or if there's something you'd like to hear that you haven't yet, please email me at editor@dcpnews.com. You can also Skype me at username KevinGammon, all one word. My phone number for all the things related to DCP is 330-441-4553. You can also check the DCP discussion forums. There will be a thread for this episode. That's 2014-06. And finally, if you're checking out the show notes on my website, post a comment below. I'd be more than happy to hear from you in any way, shape, or form. We will be back in the next week or two, depending on how much news there is over this winter time, with more news and events in the drum and bugle core activity. Thank you very much, and I will see you in the box.